Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
What is poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, and welcome back to another installment of the podcast all about robbery and fraud, and those who practice it. What if I just talk like I was from NPR now and I just, like, did like a song, sensual whisper? Do you like that?
Yeah, I like it. I think you should do that more often.
We're already getting a little preview of who's in the building today. We have I'm very excited. Oh God, that was nasty sounding. I'm sorry.
I know.
About that.
I'm glad you can't see me from the waist down. This is disgusting.
So today we have comedian, writer, and podcaster Dave Schilling. He co-hosts the Galaxy Brains podcast with Jonah Ray, where they analyze the movies and TV shows that you cannot stop obsessing over. Congregation, give a warm round of applause from your car or bathtub or wherever you are for Dave Schilling. What's Hi. Up, Dave? Dave, why are you looking like this? It's like, I can just see like your computer monitor or something, like the camera's like...
Where am I going to put my... I have a thing, like a black thing... that covers up my microphone so that it doesn't echo, because I have like hardwood floors in my apartment. Okay. So this was purchased for me by Vox, who produces my podcast. They're mm-hmm. like, you got to have this thing so your podcast doesn't sound like shit. And so I have to put it here. I don't know where to put my camera. I want you to be able to see what I'm wearing today.
I wish I could just see Dave is like literally talking into like what looks like a corner. Like it looks like he's like facing the corner and having a full conversation with somebody else. I'm like, Dave, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, Jim, how are you doing? I'm just doing a podcast. It's fine. No worries.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we could have, at least you could pretend like I'm talking to you, you know?
I love this. I'm catching half of your face. It's cute.
It's the best half. You get the best half of me.
You did it on your good side. Dave, I have to ask you, do you have any relationship with scams? Have you ever been scammed? Do you like scams? Do you hate them? Do you participate in them? What's your vibe?
That's a good question. I despise liars. Of course, I hate myself because I'm constantly lying to people because I live in Hollywood.
Dave, that don't add up. How are you just going to be like, yeah, I've been lying to people all the time. You know how it is when you live in Fort Worth.
You know, everybody lies everybody. Everywhere. Yeah, it doesn't matter where you live, what profession you're in.
You know how it is when you live in Macon, Georgia. You got a lot of everybody. It's not my fault. Yeah. It's the city.
What size pants do you wear? Oh, I'm a 34. And it's like three sizes smaller than what you actually wear. Yes, in terms of scams and scamming, I think the first time I really felt scammed is when my parents decided to pay for Who's Who in American High School. Do you remember this? You heard about this thing?
What's that?
It was like they'd come to your school and they would say, hey, we have this like this book and it's a list of all the best students in high schools across America. And if you want to be a huge success, you need to pay us $49.95. We'll put your name in the book and then we'll send you the book. And recruiters from colleges and employers all look at this thing and they'll know that you are Who's Who in American high school. And of course, it was BS. Everybody got to be in there. It wasn't like, oh, I can't believe I did so well in school. I was a horrible student. I was one of the laziest people in my high school.
Look, they said who's who. They didn't say who was smart, who was good. And you're very smart, but they didn't say like who's got good grades. They said who's who. Who is here? Who?
Yeah, I think this company knew that I was going to be a huge success and I was going to have my own podcast. And then they were like, we got to get this dude in this book. And that's how it happened. So I felt like once I realized later on that it was a scam, I felt bad for my parents. Who were like, oh, I'm so proud of my little boy. He's so talented.
No, I love this for your parents. They were like already ready to scam. They're like, yeah, let's put him in this book. like, how is it an honor if I gotta pay? They were like, yeah, we think you are very smart and talented. Would you like to be honored by being in this book? All right, get your checkbook out, bitch.
Hey, you're smart. Do you want a bill that you have to pay? It's like, what the fuck is this? Get out of here.
I love that. I love a little con like that. My mom, it's so funny because I feel like the dynamic for college used to be so different. So it used to be like recruiters and people like coming to the school and being like, come to our school. Then for a while, it got really competitive. Like, at least for me as a millennial, where we were like out here, you know, trying to be in everybody's club and everybody's organization, trying to rack up these, you know, these accomplishments to get into these schools. And now because of COVID and everybody realizing college is a scam, like my sister's applying for college right now and I feel like the colleges are like, we'll suck your dick. Like,
please come.
It's me, college. What's up? What's good? Since you already in. You don't even need to send us nothing. Just show up. Pull up.
Twice a day we'll give you free food, a place to stay, and a bed to have sex on. That's all you need, right? Come on, little
kid. A twin size bed. Have you ever fucked in a twin size bed? No?
Of course I have. Are you out of your mind?
Come to college.
That's my favorite place to have sex because no one can run away. You can't just be like, I give up. No, you got to finish the job. You got to do the thing. You're stuck on the twin size bed. It's awesome.
No, the twin size bed is like, that's a rite of passage. You're like,
oh, it's back so
when
sad.
When your back is good enough that you can have sex on the tiniest bed possible.
Yeah, I don't know how we pulled it off back then.
Would you like to have sex on a folding table? College.
Closets, folding tables, coffee tables, various
They're like, look, this is one step up from your car. Where he used to do it. Much more luxurious.
Yeah, oh boy. I don't want to think about that anymore.
Yeah, bathrooms. If you had a queen-size bed at college, like, you was really living that life because we all had to sleep on them folding tables.
I didn't realize at the time that college was a scam, so I'm glad you're bringing this up because I didn't learn anything. Did you learn anything in college?
Oh, yeah, I learned a fuck ton. Now, was any of it, like, really, like, what I planned to be learning? No, absolutely not. But it's all helping in life. It helped me scam. Like, those psych classes, you can learn a lot about people and natural behavior and people's avoidance of conflict and how to get what you want. I love bribing people at restaurants. That's, like, I'll give a host a handshake in a minute if I can get a table faster. This weekend, actually, though, it went left. I gave it wasn't my money, but I was going on a date, and we were 45 minutes late, and it was my fault, and so I felt bad.
Of course it was. You look like a late person.
Damn.
I'm just saying, some people look like they're late. My mother.
Some people look like they're 70, late. Like every
73-year-old black woman, late all the time. Listen, never not out late.
I'm late all the time. It is a condition. Do not shame me, okay? You know, time is a construct. I show up based on vibes. You know what I mean? Like, when my
that's what we had this conversation
aligned
on Twitter. Yeah, you show up when the vibe is right, when it's been percolating and you like the flowers started to bloom a little bit.
You gotta let your third eye wake up, get the crust out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm operating on a vibrational plane. You know what Elon Musk has said? No, I really have nowhere to go with that. It's just an insane explanation, but I'm just chronically tired and I'm proud of it. I don't even say sorry that I'm late anymore. I just say thank you for your patience.
The psychological manipulation part that you brought up is interesting to me because I realized that I was scammed on Halloween.
Fresh.
So I went to play pinball at a bar by myself on Halloween because I'm that kind of fucking nerd.
Dave, what?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm a parent. I didn't need to be taking chances on Halloween.
Where'd you go? Buster's or where's the pinball machine?
David Buster's doesn't have pinball.
I don't know what they got in there.
They got like those VR machines that you'd ride around in fucking Fast and Furious cars or something. No, a pinball, there's a place in Eagle Rock called Waltz, and they have like old pinball machines. So I go and I break a 20 to get beer and then get quarters and stuff. And as I'm taking my change, the bartender says to the bar back, not getting a lot of tips tonight. I was like, oh shit. Well, I guess I better tip. So I gave her like $4 because I knew that she was trying to guilt trip me. Or I didn't know she was trying to guilt trip me. I just felt guilty. And then the next day, today, I was like, oh, she didn't. She was doing that specifically so I hurt her because she knew I had cash.
Yep.
I got played. Yep.
You did. And I love that for her. I don't know why I never thought of that. I think because when I was a bartender, I was very aggressive. And we would be like, if you didn't tip us, we'd be like, hey, y'all, he didn't tip. So don't give him no more drinks. Like, we would just be mean as fuck to everybody and bully them into buying like at least $40 worth of stuff so that we could auto gratuitate for $8, which is definitely illegal. But we did it for so long. I don't know. They told us that was what we did. And I was like, okay, we steal it. We doing crimes up in here. Love it. Love that for me. But that's so funny. I never thought about doing that. Y'all, if you're in the service industry, if you're a bartender, I feel like, yeah, you got to like just shout out sometimes like, damn it, I'm poor. Like,
my car payment is next week and it's $300. Can you help a brother out? Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean, if you find a guy who looks like me, who wears glasses, who's kind of like too nice, just assume that they're going to be guilty about whether or not you have money. Right. So just throw it out there. Just try.
Randomly get on your phone, be like, damn it, that was the bank. They taking the house for real this time. Sir, what can I get you?
Gotta put my dog down. Can't afford his meds. Oh, hey, so our specials are hash browns with gravy. Yeah, that's not mean. That's just mean stuff.
But yeah, we can't afford. We can't afford to. We can't afford to euthanize him. So we're just gonna.
Poor bastard. We're just gonna throw him off a bridge. Right. Let him swim for it.
I have to smother him as I cry. It's
like I got this pillow. Shut up!
This is hurting me more than it hurts you.
Oh, poor Fido.
So anyway, the specials.
You got to roll right back into the menu. You got to roll right back into like, all right, so we've got fettuccine Alfredo. We got steak, whatever. Fuck.
Right.
I'm going to go cry. I'm just waiting for this shift to be over.
You start asking the guest questions. Do y'all know how much a kidney would go for? No,
how many times
are
you allowed to give blood in a month?
Like, how much blood, like, before you, like, have health repercussions?
Yeah, if I start passing out or anything, like, what's the trade-off here? What am I losing out on?
You start faking like you faint when you go to tables. Oh, sorry, guys. I had to give away a lot of blood. Times are very hard. Anyway, we have a tableside Caesar salad that's to die for.
Hey, are you going to finish that apple juice? I'm feeling a little weak. I'm going to sip on that.
Times be hard, bro. I really fuck with that bartender. She's doing the right thing. I hope she does that all night long. I hope that bartender just knows it. The bar back knows that that's the bit that they do.
And now I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna be the mark. And she's like, I can get this guy again.
For sure.
He thought I was cute, and so I'm gonna manipulate his sick little soft brain.
And I love that for her.
Yeah, me too. No, I'm happy. I like to be a simp. That is my. That's where I belong. This is
my
calling.
We're gonna title this episode. I like to be a simp.
I mean, I hope you do. You better. I demand it.
Let's get into our first segment here. What's hot in fraud? This is where we warn the listeners about a popping scam in the zeitgeist. And more often than not, what do? We get your letters, guys. As always, snitch on your friends, your family, yourself. Scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Amen. Dave, I need a fake name for this person. We don't care about gender.
Let's see. Samuel Beavers. Samuel T. Beavers.
Sam Beavers? Sounds like a porn name.
No.
Sam Beavers.
I don't watch pornography.
Wow, the way you said that, low-key.
No, I don't watch pornography.
I low-key wanted to believe you. You were like, no, I don't watch pornography.
Oh, come on. Come on. No, I would never do such a thing. Oh,
no, gosh. I imagine sex in my
head. Glasses are starting to fog up again.
So Sam Beavers.
Sorry. I sold you down the river with that one.
You really did. Okay.
I fucked you up.
Right. He was like, booty hole fuck. That's what the name is. What? Sam Beavers. All right. So Sam Beavers says, hopefully y'all aren't listening to this out loud. No, we always cursing on here. Your kids will be fine.
Yeah, if you're playing this over the loudspeaker at a Walmart, that's on you.
And I love that for me. So yeah. Please do.
Get those numbers up.
So this is a small business owner. Says anytime we're given something, rather, like anytime we're giving out something, if it's candy for Halloween or gifts for Christmas, if you stick one of your business labels on it and an address or a phone number, it's a way to promote the business regardless of whom, you know, you're giving it to. Mom, dad, brother, who gives a fuck? All right, Sam. So booger kids knocking on the door. Why are you calling these kids booger kids?
Booger kids. Children. What's what a booger kid?
I'm going to guess, like, because they be having boogers and they be, I don't know.
I mean, some kids are out there eating boogers. My kid is 4. He doesn't eat boogers. He doesn't put weird stuff in his mouth. So maybe, like, a booger kid is, like, one of those gross kids who, like, does stuff that nobody wants to talk to.
It's always something on their face.
Yeah, something, like, some sort of, like, goo or, like, just, like, food or like marker.
Yeah, wipey kids' faces.
Yeah, come on.
So booger kids knocking on the door to get some candy, put a sticker on it. When you do, it can be written off as a tax write-off for $25 or less each.
What?
Damn.
What?
Yes. This is my thing is everything costs $25 if you have a small business. Big business assholes, they write off millions. I'm writing off pennies, pure pennies. It started to sound like you mad at the big business, which you should be. This is a smart scam. All of which, basically, okay, this is some stuff where they're just talking to me. So, okay, I like this. Like, so if you just stick like, okay, what if you don't have a small business though? Can everyone just write off like Halloween candy? Can we write off Christmas presents to our family?
No, I think you kind of have to be incorporated. You probably are though, right? Couldn't you do it?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you got an LLC.
I have an S Corp. So if you have an S Corp, guys, you know, if you're giving away anything for free, maybe start throwing your business name on there. You know what I mean? Make it a business transaction.
Like, don't forget, who gave you this Snickers bar, young man. Get it out of here.
I'm going to make everybody sign up for a mailing list, like all the kids. Your mama got you an email yet, baby?
Yeah, you want to get candy? I'm going to need your vitals. I need your details. Sign up right here for your Snickers bar.
Right. I feel like every kid probably has an email now after, you know, Zoom school from the pandemic. So, yeah, I'm going to get all of them to sign up for my comedy mailing list.
Yeah, I'm sure the parents are going to be like, yes, I'm going to give out my child's email address to some weird lady.
Do you want the candy or what?
Yeah,
if
decide.
You want the candy, bitch.
Make your choice, okay?
You coming to my
candy.
Improv show.
No candy. Okay? It's a bringer at the comedy store. I need to get 20 people to show up. So I bought these candy bars.
So get the, okay, listen, that's the trade-off. What if we all just started doing that? Like we really started making kids like work for candy on Halloween. Like, yeah, you can get this candy, but first you got to answer my riddles 3. Okay.
Were you like a troll under a bridge?
Ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
That's right. Yeah. You got to learn to earn it. This is America.
Everyone starts skipping my house. Like, don't go over there.
Oh, that's the lady that gives you chores if you want to get candy.
Yeah, if you want candy, you gonna come in here and clean this toilet.
Sweep this porch, motherfucker. Do it now.
If you want candy, it's to rake them leaves. They're not gonna rake themselves.
I'm gonna start throwing Smarties at them. Yeah, eat that.
Right, she's like, she's throwing them individually out of the wrapper. You better catch it in your mouth. The worst Halloween house ever.
Awful.
I love this. I love this for me. No, yeah. Y'all get them kids working, okay? This whole free candy, you just walk around and people give you things. That's not America.
That's
not what America's about. You get you a squeegee, I'd be like, all right, y'all wash one window each. And then y'all can...
Each y'all one can, gets a window. I got 5 windows.
Then you can work have a out. Twix, okay? Do you like left or right? Because you can't have both.
I just realized a car has 6 windows. I don't know if I said 5. I got 5 windows. The side window got blown out.
Car.
Yeah, somebody threw a baseball bat at it. Whatever.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, you know, get them kids working out there, y'all. Love that for us. Guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We will be right back with my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. Scams!
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cut!
And we are back, and it's time for Historic Hoodwinks, my favorite segment of the show where I am going to regale Dave with the famous con, caper, group of criminals, squad, and we're going to see if we like them or we hate them, and I think I'm going to like what we're talking about today. You guys, as always, tagging me, emailing me, sending a carrier pigeon about a scam that you just have to hear about, and I love this one so much. Shout out to the congregation. So we're talking about Bishop Sycamore. And if you don't know what Bishop Sycamore is, oh, honey, just buckle up. So at the beginning of 2021 high school football season, a previously unknown school called Bishop Sycamore rose to infamy when they lost to a top high school football team, IMG Academy, in a complete shutdown. It was discovered during the ESPN televised game that Bishop Sycamore was not only dangerously mismatched, but actually might have been a fake high school that lied to ESPN.
Yeah, this was my favorite story of the year by far. These guys were, some of them not in high school, not high school age, not registered for anything. They're just like dudes who wanted to get to the NFL or get into a college or something. Some were JUCO, like junior college players.
Yeah.
They got destroyed. But it's funny to
a
point.
I wish they hadn't lost.
How are they going to win? What is this, fucking Rudy? They're going to win.
I wish that they were so good that it was like, now they all play for the NFL. Like, I wish that they had been good. That's the only thing that makes me mad about this scam. It's like, how y'all going to make a whole... First of all, y'all not even having no grade requirements. You're not in high school. So y'all going to make a whole football team and not get the best players?
Okay, here's why you can't get the best players. Because this school was invented out of nothing. There are no scouts. They can barely afford equipment. It would cost too much to build like real dormitories. So they just had people like sleeping on cots and on the floor and stuff. This was a scam that was so perfect. But the one flaw is that they had to be on TV. The scam is we have the fake high school. We play the best high schools in games. We get paid for that. We get paid to license our footage, like whatever, like be in the games.
Right.
And then ESPN buys the rights to the TV package and you just get money hand over fist.
And
the problem
so
is then they got to play the fucking games and they stink. And we're going to find out that they're bad. Someone might get seriously injured. Thank God nobody did. But like they didn't even have a quarterback at one point because they only had one. Like it was a mess.
See, you know what I do love about Bishop Sycamore, though, is these probably were the guys who were out selling candy in front of Walmart who said they were selling Snickers so that they could buy jerseys. This is the first time in history that the kids who were selling the candy actually bought some fucking jerseys.
Yeah, 21-year-old man selling candy out in front of the Ralphs or the Walgreens or something.
Because he had
up to
get jerseys. I have so many questions. So in 2021, Ohio school Bishop Sycamore entered the high school football season with the fourth
toughest schedule in the nation. Their roster was only 30 to 35 players big, a fraction of the opponent's rosters, which meant that their tough schedule, the players were under a lot of pressure. So you can't really rest a lot of your players if you need a lot of your players to play. It means like they can't really ride the bench at any point because they need it. The fact that you said that they didn't have a quarterback at one point, I just imagine them like hanging around the high school like, hey, like Matthew McConaughey from that movie.
Dazed and Confused.
Like, hey. Dazed and Confused. Be like, all right, all right. Hey, you want to
I get
play
older
football?
And they stay the same age.
You want to come play football?
Come on, get over here. I like how your butt looks in those pants. The problem is they had to, because like you said, they only had 32 players, and usually you have like 52 players on a football team. They had guys playing both sides. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to play defense and offense.
You're supposed to get some time off. They said, all right, we all offense. Y'all stay. No, y'all, Tim, John, yeah. You stay.
Just squirt some Gatorade on him and get him back out there. Like, what? You can't do
that. Yeah, our left just, tackle.
The left tackle is also the wide receiver.
Right. Come on, our now. Left tackle is the wide receiver.
And
okay.
You probably know football too, Lacey, right? You're from Texas. Like, that's Friday Night Lights country. You can't do that shit.
Hell no. I played football in Miami. I only lived there for a year, but they had a girls football team. So I was a wide receiver and like learned my little routes and stuff, but it was not for me, but I did have fun doing it. But that's so wild to me that they were not. How you gonna be offense and defense? Like, how you gonna be?
Well, cause you're running out of people to believe in the scam, right?
Right. You know? This is a Mrs. Doubtfire type scam.
They should have done it. Multi-level marketing style like LuLaRoe, like, okay, if you want to be a part of this team, you need to recruit five other dudes to play on the team with you. You got to recruit a whole offensive line if you want to play.
Go down to the park and see who you can find, okay? Because Kevin can't keep being the quarterback and the running back. He's throwing to himself. They'd be that like,
is, that's illegal like, oh, anyway. You can't do that.
It's like the quarterback's running with it. No, he's throwing it, and then he's catching it as well.
And then he's just been laid out by a horrible tackle. Just disgusting, evil tackle, yeah.
And this is just so ridiculous to me. I have a question. I wonder if we'll get the answer to this, but like, what happens when they play at home? Like, where's home? Like, when the high school bus pulls up and they're just at somebody's backyard?
Yeah, they're still home stadium. They're just traveling, because the point is, the reason why they play the fourth toughest schedule in high schools is because the point is to play the big schools, the schools people want to see on TV, and then ESPN pays whatever this company was for the package, for the rights to show these broadcasts. So
they had to get the bag. So yes. They had to play like these. So they're over here playing like Friday Night Lights.
IMG Academy is like fucking legit. Like, these guys are definitely all going to play in college at some point. So you're playing, you know, basically the Raiders or something. You know, these guys are going to tear you up.
So the game was aired on ESPN and at the finale of the 2021 ESPN High School Kickoff Series, featuring prominent teams, nationally ranked prospects, and players that have committed to playing Division I football. So because of IMG's reputation of like beating ass, the company that books these schools for ESPN, Prep Gridiron Logistics, they couldn't find one school out of 200 that were willing to play against them except for Bishop Sycamore. So everybody was like, Prep stuff kept calling people like, hey y'all, y'all want to play this game? Y'all gonna get paid? Y'all gonna be playing against IMG? Hello?
I am not gonna pick up the phone next time if you keep calling me. Stop doing that. I don't want to play
this. Everybody's like, I am not going to get my ass whooped. Bye. No, we're not coming. No. Hey, it's Prep Grid. No, don't hang up.
That's why it's a perfect grift. It's the perfect grift because teams are scared to play these guys who are like legit top prospects. So you just get a bunch of patsies to get waylaid by these studs. Like, you're getting millions and millions of dollars in TV rights. It's stupid.
It's insane.
But answer me this question. Let me ask you a question. Who the fuck is watching high school football on ESPN 7? What is that about? What are you doing? How much do you like football if you're watching 17-year-old boys playing football?
Well, the thing is, and I actually resonate with this, is that there's some people who, like, you know, when a new artist comes out or new music, or like when Drake first dropped, like So Far Gone and all that shit, like some people like to be like, I saw them win. Like, I knew they were going to be a star. Like, I came, I knew. Like, I remember watching, so in the winter, like during like Christmas and like that kind of, period, in Texas, there's these really famous basketball tournaments that are all high school players.
Yeah.
So that's where I saw, oh, what's his face? He kind of looked like a bird. Ooh, he's from Texas. Ooh, he
Kevin Durant
for a little bit. Not Kevin.
No, he's not from Texas. He played in Texas, right?
Oh, it's gonna drive me crazy. Somebody out there knows. He kind of looks like a bird. He played for the Heat for a little bit. Ooh, damn it.
Chris
Bosh.
Chris Bosh. Oh, Chris Bosh. I thought you were like Birdman. Okay, sure. Yeah,
Chris Bosh. Looks like a bird.
A little bit. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but I saw him play, like, when he was in high school. So it's like, some people like to just see, you know, who's going to be the next whatever and check it out. So I definitely think that there's an audience for watching high school football. Now, who has ESPN 7? I don't know. I didn't even know they had 7 of them things.
I don't know. I like football. I like all sports, really. Except for hockey. I don't get that. There's no black people. I can't trust it. But high school football. I don't know. I don't need to go to a cocktail party and be like, did you see the left tackle for IMG Academy? Oh boy, he's going to be blocking and running routes and all kinds of stuff for the Seahawks one day. Like, who's going to want to hear me say this? I'm not a scout for the NFL. Like, who gets
sounds like some delicious small talk to me, Dave.
I know. I'm sure some man is going to sweep you off your feet talking about how much they love Bishop Sycamore's corner.
Right. You know? So there is definitely an audience and a market for these things. Sure. And everybody didn't want to get their ass beat by IMG. So they were like, no, we're not going to do it. So I bet when Prep Gridiron called Bishop Sycamore and they're like, hey, Bishop Sycamore, don't hang up. We got an opportunity for you. Great opportunity. You're gonna make money. It's gonna be amazing. Right. Bishop Sycamore was like, huh? Okay, we playing who? IMG. Okay, that sound good. We're gonna be there. I mean, it's IMG? No, oh, it stands for something. Okay, yeah, no, we'll be there.
That's a good school. They're just starting to read it instead of it being an acronym. Yeah, that's a good school.
Right. It was like, drop the address. We gonna pull up. Yeah. Okay, do y'all got parking?
Do you validate?
Yeah, no, we're not coming in a bus. Everybody coming individually. We got 4 Honda Fits.
Yeah, there won't be a team meal. We just got orange slices in a cooler.
Like, yeah, do y'all have igloo coolers? Let me ask you, does IMG have coolers that, like, maybe they could share? Like, it's like one water situation, or
y'all like Capri Suns?
Yeah, and they got trainers too, right? Okay, so what happens if we don't have trainers? Like, if we get injured, could we use IMG's trainers, or do y'all provide medical?
Yeah, none of these kids have health insurance, unfortunately. And that's probably true. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Like, that's not funny.
We also down 3 cups. Does anybody have cups?
That's why you got to write your name on it so people don't throw them away.
No, yeah, we could use one shoulder pad if y'all got it. Add shit up. So, of course, they're the ones who are foolish enough to do this. Many expected the game to be between 2 top-tier academies, as Bishop Sycamore was touted to be the IMG of the West. No, they didn't. As well as have a number of Division I prospects on their roster. I love that they basically were just like, oh, IMG's good? Yeah, we're the IMG of the West. We're the Aming of the West.
The announcers during this game are like, yeah, we've heard a lot of great things about Bishop Sycamore, this school. You know, they're tough. They come out there and they play hard. And then by like the third quarter, they're like, guys, I think we've been scammed by these dudes. I'm not sure that these are actual football players.
They started to get scared for them. You can tell it went from like, first of all, I love some anchors just lying and be like, we've heard amazing. Like, let me tell you, boy, Terrell out there, Terrell, he's the one to watch. And they're like, you've done no research on this school. Y'all just up here lying. Like,
yeah, I host a podcast and people come on. They're like, yeah, I just did this. I wrote this book. I'm like, cool book. Yeah, it was really great. I read the whole thing. And I'm like, I never read the fucking book. Come on.
Right.
Come on.
I'm like, y'all need to get into this book because it's ever read that. No, I at least try to read like a chapter or two so I can like throw out some facts and be like, I read it.
You're kind. You're very kind. I'm not. I'm a mean person.
No, you're not, Dave. You don't even sound mean.
I don't. I'm the one who got scammed at the bar, remember?
You did. I don't know if you can achieve being mean. That bartender was like, hold on, poverty's calling. Oh.
Poverty's calling? It just comes up on her phone, poverty.
It's poverty.
Shit.
Is that scam likely? It just said poverty. Shit, it's poverty again. God, this poverty's beating my ass.
Do you mind if I put this on speaker? Yeah, hello? Right? Yeah, it's me, poverty. God damn it, stop calling.
Just want to let you know, you're still here.
Bills are coming up. It's 15th. Let's go. Right. Get it done.
So, IMG dominated Bishop Sycamore, scoring 24 points by the first quarter and finishing with a score of 58-0. At that point, IMG is just being disrespectful. Like, bitch, y'all done beat their asses. Just go home. Shake, handshake. Like, just, you know, I feel like you don't have to do anything after halftime. Also, does Bishop Sycamore have cheerleaders? Because does IMG have cheerleaders?
No, they can't afford cheerleaders. They don't have cheerleaders at the 99 cent store. What are you talking about?
It's just their cousins in, like, some Spirit of Halloween. They go to Spirit of Halloween. They get a bunch of Miss cheerleading costumes. They're like, yo, tell our niece and them to round their friends up. Like, what's a Bishop Sycamore cheer? B. Ah.
What's after that? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Bishop. We sick. We sick. We sick.
We sick. You did a better job than I thought you would coming up with a chant there. That's not bad.
Like, we sick and we definitely legit.
We're sick and more. Sick a more. It really makes
sick
sense.
Sick a more. Oh, yeah. We could do this. It's just like very mismatched roster. I love this. So, IMG beat their asses. It almost immediately became clear that Bishop Sycamore was dangerously outmatched, and as the game went on, commentators began to question the legitimacy of the school's claims, none of which could be verified. So we have a little video here of where the announcers start to really figure out that something ain't right. And what I love is, like, the announcers, like you were saying, Dave, they come in so hyped. They're like, these are going to be the best schools. It's going to be a really tough game, da da da. And then I love this shift from like, oh, this is going to be a great game, to like, oh my God, are these people going to die?
Yeah, it's like if I go on a first date and I'm like, oh man, this is going to be awesome. And then you start to realize that this person is like really into crystals or like MAGA or something. And you're like, oh no.
Damn, how you going to juxtapose crystals and MAGA like that? They are not the equivalent of each other.
There are a lot of crystal people who are anti-vax. That's all I'm saying. Okay, it's similar.
I charged my rose quartz, but I got the vaccine. Like, okay. Wow. Okay. I can't believe you're going to put me. I can't believe you said crystal. You was like, crystal people, you know, Nazis. How are these
Listen,
the same,
I'm not
Dave?
Saying they're exactly the same, all right? They're not exactly the same. They're just, you know, a little kooky.
Wow.
Anyways,
I just want to know what a stone did to you. I just want to know what.
I don't know. Stones didn't do anything other than ruin some of my relationships with women. That's all. Like, I can't live with you like this if you're worshiping a rock. Come on.
Not
what is
worshiping
this?
A rock. We're not worshiping it. The rock is vibes.
You and your vibes, all right? Vibes are not currency, okay? You can't trade goods and services for
you
vibes.
You definitely can. That's pretty much my whole entire career.
Does iCarly pay you in vibes? No, they pay you in
American
currency.
No, they pay me in
American
money, but
currency.
I show up and I give them vibes.
Oh,
That's why they hired me to do vibes to them.
All right, now
right now we doing vibes to the congregation. Yeah, I said doing vibes. I'm doing vibes to them.
What are you doing in the bathroom, Dave? I'm doing vibes. Well, come out. Stop doing vibes all night.
Now you're making it sound like drugs. I don't like that. I don't like this disrespect for the crystal community. We didn't do nothing.
I'm addicted to vibes.
So let's play this video. We've got some commentators from ESPN. This went viral on Twitter.
Bishop Sycamore told us they had a number of Division I prospects on their roster. To be frank, a lot of that we could not verify. And they did not show up in Alabama.
He said they told us, like, they're definitely lying.
In the databases of other recruiting services. So it's okay. If that's what you're telling us, fine. That's how we take it in. from what we've seen so far, this is not a fair fight. And there's got to be a point now, Lutz, where you do worry about health and safety.
Where'd they get them headsets? They probably let them borrow them.
Those are video game headsets.
This could potentially
right?
be dangerous.
Those are
they're
Xbox
not connected
headsets.
To anything.
They're connected. They're wireless. Yeah. Here.
Okay, you can pause it. I love the headsets because there's something very funny to me, like them walking around pretending to talk in the headsets, but then like you keep seeing them talking to each other face to face. It's like they have headsets, but they keep walking down the field to talk. Kind of, they're just not connected to anything.
It's like if you're a chef and you're like, yeah, I've seen that they wear those hats, so I should probably wear the hat, right? Like the funny hat, the big white hat. Yeah, I'm gonna get a big white hat so I can work at Denny's.
Right. It's like they all have the headset like wrapped around the back of their neck like they see on TV. It's like they don't use them at all. There's cords hanging off of them.
Who are you talking to? There's no microphone there. What's going on, man? I love that this dude is like in this video is like, yeah, we did our research and we couldn't find anything on any of these players. Like, well, why didn't you broach the subject before they started the game and you broadcast it on TV?
Nobody wanted to play, okay? Dave, damn, this is the best they could find.
I just feel bad for the announcers who were like, yeah, I guess we should have said something when, you know, we did our pregame research and all these guys just had, like, criminal records or something.
Right.
This is not right.
Yeah, every time we Google, we kept getting 404 error not found. But after a while, we just thought maybe it was the Wi-Fi. I don't know. Their vibes seemed like they were a football team. So we just went with that.
ESPN chose this team based on vibes, and that's fine. As we were told earlier in the podcast, vibes are currency. And so what we got out of this game was a hell of a lot of vibes.
Right. And didn't we? Because we're talking about it right now. I had a great time. I'm so glad they did this. This sounds great to me. Also, I love when white people, because you know how white people like won't like, and no shade white people out there, but there's a certain language that white people use instead of being direct that we all know and speak. And sometimes it is exhausting. So I love this white man being like, instead of being like, they lying. Like he was just like, he was like, we were told that they were a team with Division I athletes. When we researched, nothing was found. Okay.
Yeah, he's both simultaneously passing the buck and not blaming anyone at all.
Right.
Like, well, okay, so it's not my fault that this team is getting their ass kicked on TV, but it's no one else's fault either. As far as I know, this just kind of happened. And
this just happened. Here we are. He was like, they had said that they were good. And, well.
I always just believe everyone.
They seem to be struggling to be good today.
Maybe it was just today. Maybe they didn't have a good meal. Maybe the vibes are off. I don't know. Right. But something's not going well for Bishop Sycamore today.
They might be a little tired because it seems as though everyone plays every position.
So. I mean, I'm shocked that this man said anything. Now, I'm sure you haven't noticed, but my father is a white man, and he would just not say anything about the problem. He'd just ignore it until my mother started screaming at him. So the fact that this guy said anything instead of like, well, fun game today. All right, I'm going to go have a whiskey and go to sleep is amazing. Right. Good for him being such an upfront, honest white person.
Because I feel like if you get... No, and you know, he was just doing that nice thing that, you know, some white people do where they'd be like, these are the facts. Like, we know they lying, but we're not going to say they lying. Whereas I feel like most black people would have been like, bro, they done lied to us.
Like, yeah, this is like watching like those hearings before we invaded Iraq of like, here are the facts as we know them. Here are the weapons of mass destruction. I wasn't told that they were there. But someone said that they're there. I don't know how they sold them. Yeah.
That's literally what they want to do, like, you know, with this whole critical race theory thing. It's like, okay, we don't know how the black people got here. Yeah. We don't know how they created billions of dollars of wealth for this country through free labor. We don't know who did that.
Martin Luther King got on a spaceship from Mars and landed here and said that he was going to bring black people from another planet. And that's how they got here. It's amazing.
And, you know, they wanted rights. And we were like, who's not giving them to you? Who could that be? And then Martin Luther King, he did some 5Ks and some suits. And then, you know, Barack Obama.
And now here we are. It's great.
Here we are. We don't know who did that, though. But whoever did do all that stuff was really shit bad. And we don't like them.
Shit is perfect now, though.
Oh, yeah, boy, no, shit so is good. Very good now. Systemically, vibes. So nice.
Vibes.
Shit. So, this is why this is shady. Shortly after this game, Bishop Sycamore was taken off the schedule entirely, as it became clear that the school was far shadier than expected. So what's shady about it? Several concerning facts were immediately observed about Bishop Sycamore. Just 2 days before their game with IMG, Bishop Sycamore played against Stow Rocks High School, which they lost 19-7. Okay, they got a touchdown, though. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all better get out there and score.
One of the dudes probably ran backwards in the other team.
Right. He tripped a fail. They were like, it counts. It counts.
That's not how football works, but what if it did?
Right. Like, it counts. No, dispute this. So Bishop Sycamore had the same starting quarterback both games and frequently had players with the same numbers in the same alignments in both games. So this is kind of what we're talking about. A lot of these players played both ways in both games, meaning the kids had 1 day of rest after playing offense and defense before doing it all over again against maybe the most talented team in the country. No, it's recommended by USA Football that there should be no more than one full contact game or live action scrimmage per week. So if we're talking about just their health and safety, this is really dangerous. Mm-hmm. Also, we're talking like CTE, we're talking about full tackle football. Like, this is not good for your brain.
Yeah, even NFL players, when they play on 3 days rest, are struggling. Like, if you play a Thursday night football game, then you play a Monday or a Sunday game, you know, that's intense. That's really bad for your body.
And I would open, like, because I'm nosy, like, I had a bunch of football player friends who played professionally, like, when I was in college. And sometimes I would open a medicine cabinet, and when I tell you it looked like the pharmacy in there, like, all types of painkillers because they're in constant pain. And then I've even known some, I'm not going to say who because these are very famous players, but they were super normal when I met them. And now every other day they're in the fucking news doing weirdo shit. And I genuinely think it's because their brains have changed. Yeah. Like, their personalities changed. So it's just a very dangerous sport. Want to look more, listen, or watch that movie that Will Smith did with that accent that was,
Oh, The Pursuit of Happiness. Accent. No?
Bad no, Boys? It's a...
Men in Black.
He has a movie about CTE.
Independence Day.
Yeah. We'll go,
sorry, we'll go I'm messing with you. I'm so sorry. It's called Concussion. It's called Venus Concussion.
Why can't I remember it's called Concussion where he did the accent?
If it had been called CTE, you might have been pretty close.
And right, almost that did, accent. Sure. Yeah, boy, oh boy, now. Will, that accent.
Your brain does not work anymore.
Your brain no good. Like, wait, it was... You know what? I love Will Smith. I'm not going to say nothing. I love
Will Smith, too. It's just a weird accent choice.
So... This posed a great deal of health and safety issues made obvious when several players suffered injuries. During the IMG game, it was also appeared that Bishop Sycamore had mismatched helmets and potentially not enough helmets for the entire team, which again was only 30 to 35.
One players. Dude comes out with a goldfish bowl on his head. That's not going to cut it, man. Jeez.
He was like, I got some bubble wrap, so I'm just going to put that. I'm going to wrap that around real good.
Just four pillows.
Right, we see somebody just four pillows with duct tape around them.
There's two holes cut in the front pillow for your
and
eyes.
Everybody's playing both ways, so if y'all don't got enough helmets, like, what you doing, like, where you get an extra helmet? Like, when do y'all switch? It's like, they keep, passing that one helmet back and forth. They're like, well, we on offense right now, so I don't really need it. But when we get back on defense, I'm going to need
the helmet
kicker, back.
No helmet at all. Just, you don't right. need that. Like, they're not going to hit you, dude. You. Who cares? Why are you wearing a helmet in the first place?
Right, for what? You go trip and fall? Get out there and kick. You don't need no damn helmet. Tad over here talking about he want a helmet. Like, come on, you the kicker. But when you go back to being the offensive lineman, you can't have your helmet back.
Who made you the king of England with this helmet you want to have? Come on.
Right. Thinking, what, do you think we rich? Like, the helmet.
This guy is uppity all of a sudden. Wanting a right. helmet.
So, additionally, Bishop Sycamore didn't have an away white jersey. Both teams played in black, which made it hard on spectators and even players themselves to tell the teams apart. So you on the field, you tackling somebody like, it's me, Craig!
The announcers are like, the guy in black, number 47, just hit number 22. I'm not right. sure who it is. I'm very confused. There's no names on there. They're all wearing masks, basically. What a fucking mess.
It's like, why are you blocking me, Craig? Damn. No. Go for him. We're on the same team. Yeah, this is a hot, hot mess. Before the 2021 game where they got outed, Bishop Sycamore was originally founded as a Christian of Faith Academy mm-hmm. in 2018 by Andre Peterson, who also coaches the team's offensive and defensive line. So their head coach at the time, Roy Johnson, who was responsible for the team, you know, as a whole, basically like COF, the Christian of Faith Academy, shut down after just one season, but shortly after reopened as Bishop Sycamore. They said, that didn't work. That didn't work. New name.
I love a good rebrand. You know, it's like Facebook changes their name to Meta and all the problems are solved.
All the problems. I love, like, is that really what they're going to change it to? Is that the name they picked?
Meta. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
You're too busy going out having a good time. You don't see the internet. You don't see the news.
Okay. I knew that they were changing their name, but I didn't know to what.
Meta.
Meta.
Yeah.
That's a terrible name.
I agree. But you know what? I think Bishop Sycamore was a better name than Christian.
Yeah,
Faith.
Bishop Sycamore sounds like a school. It sounds fancy. It sounds yeah. like, you know, you got to pay tuition. You got to have a little interview or whatever to get your kid in there.
Yeah, it's
you
a know preparatory mean? Academy.
It's a preparatory Bishop academy.
Yeah.
It's given like, you know, the
kids
kid,
wear bow ties.
Like, the parents will help their kid cover up a murder. It's given like they got money.
Yeah, you ever see school ties? Kind of like that.
You know, they made Bishop Sycamore did the rebrand thing. Despite promises of large new facilities, it appears the school was and has only ever been a purely online school with next to no information about it available online. How your school gonna be an online school but ain't no information about it online? That's where y'all live.
Yeah, where are the classes taking place? How do you sign up for the school if there's
you
no
just
information?
Have to be, the school is vibes.
It's you vibes, just... yeah. It's like... It smells like education is happening.
If you feel like you go to Bishop Sycamore, guess what? You do.
But you still have to pay.
If you think about Bishop Sycamore like 3-4 times a day, guess what? You're enrolled.
Say Bishop Sycamore 3 times, just like Candyman. It will appear.
And it will appear. The school will appear. You just got to do the incantation and then this.
Light some candles. Get some moon rocks or some gems or some fucking stones.
Now you keep crystals out of your mouth, okay? You can't talk about crystals no
All
more.
Right,
you keep
fine.
You You're keep right. my name out your mouth. I'm okay. crystals.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
I'm about to light a candle right now. I can't believe this shit. It's okay. I'm gonna get rid of you. I'm gonna get rid of your vibes. I'm with my candle and my sage. So
gone.
Right. So there's also no indication that it has any students outside of its football team. I love this slow unraveling that's also written like the announcer. There's no indication that there's any student. It's like, yes, there's no students. It's a fake school and it's only a football team. And they are conning people for coins. So the football team known as Bishop Sycamore first played in 2019, during which they went 4-5 against a variety of smaller schools, none of them located in Ohio. On August 27th, 2019, they were removed from playing against the Mainland High School in the Freedom Bowl, a private football tournament in Milton, Georgia, for breach of contract. Following failure to submit their rosters and book hotel rooms in time. So they were like, we don't know who's playing for your team. Bishop Sycamore was like, we don't know either. And when we do, we gonna call y'all. Damn, we said we gonna figure it out. Like, why you need to know right now?
What's the rush? Okay, you know what?
The game made today.
We got some leads, some players. We got some resumes coming in from Indeed.com. We got this.
We got this. We hanging out at the local gym, seeing who's fit.
Playing fast, yeah. Hanging out at the Crunch gym or like 24-hour fitness. Like, that guy looks like he could throw a football, right?
Right.
Throw
we go
football.
To the basketball court. Not the same sport, but no, we're just looking for athleticism.
I just like how you look at that jersey. It's fine.
Right. Just yeah. feel like you got good calves. You
vibes,
can definitely
again,
do something.
Vibes. You're talking about vibes again.
They didn't book their hotel rooms in time. I'm sure they were like, well, who got hotel money? Like, we got to figure that out. We actually was going to stay at an Airbnb, the whole football team, all 35 of us. We got a two-bedroom. We're going to fit everybody in there. That's what we're doing. So that was a little shady situation, but they weren't outed to be a fake school at the time. So it kind of was just like they took an L, but they kept doing their fake school thing. There were additionally safety concerns as many of the student athletes looked older than high school age. Yeah, because they were grown-ass men. This is like a Will Ferrell movie, like, in the making. It was like, that man what? Has three children. And
he's got gray hair on his temples.
What's Did y'all see on? The guy on Bishop Sycamore team, the one with the walker? He said he got gout.
This motherfucker is collecting Social Security already. What is happening?
No, he said something about he can't come because he's on probation for unpaid child support. And he said he'd been on probation for 10 years. I was like, what?
Yeah, I got
when did you have the baby?
Yo,
how old is the kid? Yeah, one of them over there was giving me advice about college because they said they son in college too. Like, how old are these men?
they're like 20, like 25 or something. It's,
yeah.
I can't believe that anybody believed this. Like, when these dudes show up on the bus and they walk out, you're like, yeah, that's an adult man. How are you getting duped? That's an adult human being, grown man. What is this
that's
shit?
That's when the kind of like blackness of it all comes in. Like, we're all aged up as black people in the eyes of white people and in the eyes of media anyway. Yep. So they probably were like, they all look grown to me once they turn 11. So,
oh God. I mean, you're
that's
probably
a really
right.
Dark, it's a really dark thing. But yeah, so, but they grown. So many players had already graduated from high school, and there were like four or five kids that were 20, 21, and had children of their own. Like, we were joking. They fully got kids. For lack of an actual campus, athletes were housed in a hotel for 5 months, paid for with bounce checks. And the only education provided was to visit a public library and a single religion class taught by Coach Johnson. So Coach Johnson's also leading Bible study. If you ever watched the TV show The Game, it's very much giving like they had like one Bible study session a month at somebody's living room.
I feel bad for Coach Johnson when they get to the part in the Bible where they talk about thou shalt not steal, because he's just
stealing?
Ripping these dudes off. Yes, you know,
okay,
who he's
stealing
from
a little bit.
He's stealing from those people that are on the team, Lacey. He's stealing from those people, saying that. I'm gonna give you an education, and then he teaches one Bible study class and tells them to fuck off to the library. That's
I'm sure that's what they want. I'm sure that's what they want. I'm sure they weren't like, no, we would actually love to go to class, like, I'm
sure, but he
to
also
be a marine biologist.
Sure, but he's also promising them that they can maybe get into a Division I or Division II football program, and
right.
That's a fucking lie too.
It's a risk for sure. I mean, a risk. It's like insane what's happening. I'm calling it a risk. But also, he was stealing from those hotels. I don't know how you get a hotel for 5 months and the checks bounce and they just, I guess they're squatters' rights, but I'm like, how do y'all?
Oh, I was bouncing checks on an apartment for a while. I'd bounce the
check.
I mean,
but there's squatters' rights.
Yes, there's squatters' rights, but I don't know if you have squatters' rights for a hotel.
That's what I'm thinking. So you bounce a check for an apartment. Wait, what happened?
Oh, so I bounced the check and then I would be able to I get my next paycheck, and then I would just like give them another one. They'd be like, okay, so you have to pay a late fee for the bounce check, but you could still pay in like another 7 days. And so I was able to then cover the costs.
Now, why do the whole rigmarole? Like, why not just hit them up and be like, hey, I need 7 days? Like, you're like, here's your check on time, Mr. Landlord.
Wink, wink.
I love capitalism. Is that your boot? Let me take a lick.
Because sometimes, you know, it's better to just lie about the problem than actually address it, which is what I got from my white father. Just pretend
don't
it's
put
not
that
happening.
On white people, Dave. Don't put that.
Don't, yeah, oh, I shouldn't blame all of my problems on being half white, should I?
I mean, but you could do most. I can blame my problems on being black, so it's cool. We can do many. Now, my love for crystals.
I'm not sure where that's coming from. I really.
But it's
don't.
Also not a problem. See,
you're right.
It's
only how you perceive the situation.
Don't
I perceive it to be, you know, a little quirky thing that you do. That's fine.
Don't discriminate. I don't like that.
No.
So the players were also not provided with food, and some players resorted to stealing from supermarkets to eat. Oh, okay. This is sad, Dave. You're right. This man was cheating these young men because like 2021 isn't an adult. Your brain isn't fully developed. Like, I don't think it's until, what, you're 25 till it's fully developed?
Yeah.
And, like, they're young, they're broke, they're trying to steal food. All they want to do is join the NFL. Okay, it's getting a little sad.
Yeah,
now I'm like, Coach Johnson, sue a bitch.
Scam ESPN and IMG all you want. Don't scam these these 21-year-old guys who are trying to make a living. That sucks.
And how can they not eat? How can they not afford to eat if y'all are playing these kind of payola football games? Like, you're making some money. You must be making a coin if you're keeping up this big of a grift. So, and you're not paying for the hotels. So where's the money going, coach?
All those headsets and headphones. All those not plugged in headphones.
The sports accoutrement.
Yep.
They went to Radio Shack and said, run it up.
Radio Shack? You still got Radio Shack? Circuit City?
I feel like it's like one Radio Shack left. There's a few. Circuit City. Oh, Lord.
Let me get
Circuit
my Texas City. Instruments calculator, solar powered.
Right. That's fancy. It's like,
I
know.
I have a solar powered $100. Yeah. What, do you have an abacus?
I just have an abacus. I slide the little balls.
Slide the balls on.
Yeah. I'm like, hold on. Can you imagine a time period where people actually use that as like a calculator? And you had to be like, hold on. One. Okay, you said 10. Okay, so I got to start up here.
How start many with the balls, bigger balls is 10? I couldn't do that. No, thank God I live in an age where I can just Google all my questions.
Right. Open that phone up. So apparently Coach Johnson recruited the students with the prospect of practicing at Ohio State facilities. In reality, they had practiced outside of an apartment complex that housed students of
Mm-mm.
Ohio State.
Mm-mm. Were they playing in the parking lot?
Okay, so listen. Did he lie though?
They valet the car and then they go back to practice.
He said, y'all gonna be playing at Ohio State, the top of the line facilities. And then they got to the facilities and he was like, all right, so by facilities, I mean, we're gonna be in that parking lot across the street from the facilities. Yeah, but you can see the facilities from here.
It better be a no contact practice. If you go up down on that asphalt, you're breaking a bone.
Right. Y'all playing on a parking lot.
Now, we got a bouncy house. You guys can just hit each other as much as you want. It's fine.
Well, he said outside of an apartment complex, so maybe they're not in the parking lot. Maybe they're in the grass, and they're like, oh, okay, the sprinkler's finna come on, so we gotta get this last play. Last route.
They're gonna do Shakespeare in the Park later, so we better wrap up. It's Henry VIII, so it'll be really long.
Yeah, also, if campus security comes over here, just don't tell them what we're doing. Like,
you guys playing football? No.
Tell them we go to Ohio State. No, we're all cousins.
So that's a football in your hand. No, it's not. Not a football. It's not. And then they just throw it away.
It's not. No, we were just standing out here. You know, vibes.
Vibes. This is a great just like fallback. Just say vibes.
Right. It works for everything.
It does.
The school struggled to maintain coaches as 80% of the coaching staff quit during the season and the team was left to just two coaches and one mother of a player. So your mama, not your mama, gotta come coach the team.
Yeah, now you're scamming mothers out here. God,
right. Lord. So the school's illegal practices. At one point, so many players had active arrest warrants that the team could not fly to away games. Damn, everybody on the no-fly list? God damn.
You got Al-Qaeda on your team? What's going on?
Right.
Got Taliban Al-Qaeda. Motherfuckers showed up to play football.
We had to recruit where we could, okay? So we actually saw an ad on Craigslist for joining the Taliban. And we went and was like, would y'all like to play some football in between?
Yeah, you guys seem like you like to hang out with other men, you know?
Right.
Work together for a common purpose. What about football?
You're totally fine with dangerous activity. Doesn't seem like a lot of you have any regard for like health or safety or if you're going to live a long time.
You guys don't mind living on a cot. Right? Come on down.
I feel like they're the perfect recruits for Bishop Sycamore's team. Oh, it's like...
Just can't fly anywhere, but other than that, we're good.
Right, you can't fly anywhere, but everything else is good. They were like, yeah, we got a game in Puerto Rico. Okay, I'm gonna catch a boat.
you guys got like a, you know, like a scooter or something?
There's a Carnival cruise that drops off in Puerto Rico. I'm gonna just make that my last stop.
They don't got Carnival cruise money. Yeah, your mind?
That's very true.
Poor Carnival.
That's very true. They ain't got a Carnival coin. You're right about that. So the team also struggled with camaraderie. A former player claimed that there were at least 5 fights every practice.
Five. Well, if you don't feed people, you make them play football in an open field or a parking lot, and then you make them all live together in a tiny little like apartment complex or something. Yeah, they're gonna fight each other. You get real pissed off.
Five fights just feels like too many fights.
Five fights every practice.
Every practice.
And after the second fight, I'm like, all right, let's take a break. Let's go play Xbox. Bro,
like, right. Every time you go get water, like, oh, they're fighting again. Damn. Oh, all right. Well, I'm giving 5 minutes.
Yeah. they'll wear each other out eventually. They'll get tired.
But you're not going to be able to run your rounds if y'all keep fighting in between every play. I'm trying to get it down to like 3 fights of practice.
I wish they had gotten to a fight during the game, like with each other. It's like, what are they doing? Well, he said something about his mom, and that just wasn't cool.
Right. And you know his mom do be coaching the team. Somebody said she be doing after-hour coaching.
Hey, my mom is my ride home. Fuck you.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, this is absolutely unhinged. These poor young men, and also the fact that they literally are not getting anything that they were told that they were supposed to get. So, when Bishop Sycamore was COF, it was under the federal investigation for use of counterfeit currency, credit and debit card fraud, computer fraud, and potential other online crime. So when it was COF, that was the Christian faith or whatever the hell. So they were over here doing all the crime and also never taught a single class. Mm. Just did crime. Credit card fraud. Like, they up for everything. Computer fraud. What is computer fraud?
Well, these are all valuable skills to learn, I think.
You know what? And there it is.
Yeah.
Bishop Sycamore was a school where they educate you on how to scam. And that is a valuable skill. It is a career. You can definitely make crime a career and a passion.
Yeah, I take it back about saying that they were getting taken advantage of. They learned something. They learned computer fraud. They learned wire fraud. They learned how to bounce checks effectively. Like, good
right.
For
what's
them.
Your third period? Oh, I got computer fraud this semester for third period. Okay, what you in? Oh, I'm in mail fraud. Oh, okay, cool.
I got identity theft. Yeah.
I took identity theft last semester. If you want my notes.
You want my notes?
I just need your social security number and I'm gonna send you my notes.
Yeah, if you could just leave your credit card, debit card.
Let me see your driver's license and then I'm gonna send you my notes. So that's what we learned.
What
in
size
class.
Shoe do you wear? 7.5?
Right, cool, 12? cool.
All right.
I just need to know so I can send the notes. So how the game happened and who stands to profit? Wow, this is a long one. I didn't know that Bishop Sycamore was running all these scams. For my understanding, it was just a viral football game and then they were just playing fake football. I didn't know they were doing all the crimes.
It was a holistic crime operation. It was like Goodfellas or something, but for football.
But for football. We play football, but we're also the mob. You know, you get it. It goes. So on Yappy.com, which is like a forum that's dedicated specifically to Ohio school sports. So there's like a whole website just for Ohio school All sports.
Right. This is
Seems
weird.
So specific and a little bizarre. So someone made multiple posts defending the game and implying knowledge of the situation and how it could be a financial benefit. So on one post, Jersey Flyer states, this is like a name, I guess, a fake name. Online profile name. I'm obviously a risk taker, especially when I feel I have absolutely nothing to lose. I've taken similar risks in the past with fledging programs. I'm batting like 0.667 right now. Okay, so a promoter like PGL, which is what you were talking about before, like they get streaming deals. So this is like a streaming deal with ESPN and they can come in and if they broker the arrangement between the two teams, they get a cut of the streaming profits from either or both of the schools. They'll also require these major schools to pay certain fees in order for the unknown school to travel and take part in the game. Those fees often range between $3,000 and $10,000, but have reached as high as $32,000 for a game. Once the unknown schools play, they presumably become known entities and thus begin to cycle anew. So in Bishop Sycamore's case, Coach Roy Johnson agreed to the terms of playing a big name school as long as those schools paid for the team's travel expenses, which I'm sure when you got to go everywhere via car on foot
because you're on the no-fly list. Yeah, because your team is made up of Al Qaeda members. Yeah, of course.
Like, we don't need a lot of gas. Yes.
that's a great scam. Like, just this part of it, where the guy's like, yeah, we'll play you if you pay us to play.
We're real good.
Incredible. Yeah, we'll do it. We don't care. Just give us gas money.
Yeah, we're in Ohio. Wait, where's the game? You said upstate New York? Okay, we gonna need 4 days.
4 days. We got 4 days just for travel, all right?
And yeah, then when just we for get travel. There,
we're gonna need a couple days just to like buy jerseys and stuff. But once we got the jerseys, yeah, we don't got any jerseys right now, but if you give us the cash, we'll play the game.
Yeah, actually, we need the money up front because we've been fourteen members are sharing a helmet, and it's starting to get a little hectic. They keep fighting.
Let me get an advance on that.
They doing 5 fights a day, mostly over who can have the helmets.
They keep stats for who has the most fights every practice. Oh yeah, Jim's got 7 fights this week. It's crazy.
Yeah, we told Jim he got to chew. He got to bring it down to 6 fights or less. We can't do this no more. Like, we're tired. We're tired of Jim. So, however, obviously, instead of spending this money on housing or even food for the team, Johnson would pocket the money.
Of course he was.
Such a physical sport. You are working out so much. You are burning so many calories. How can you not feed these young men? How you gonna be like, you ate yesterday? Now get out there and run your routes.
Yeah, even Trump paid for that school to eat McDonald's.
Yeah,
that's the cheapest motherfucker on the planet. Unbelievable. Like,
how are we gonna be having football for dinner? Like, what?
You're eating vibes for dinner tonight, guys.
Right. Just think about food that you would like to eat.
It's a secret. You think about it, it'll show up at your door.
Just drink a lot of water. It feel like you ate a meal. It feel the same way.
Say food 5 times and it'll appear.
And it'll appear. So Bishop Sycamore, this is where they are now. Coach Johnson was fired immediately after the game. Fired from what? The school that's not real? How are you fired?
He got fired from his own scam?
That's how scams work. So Bishop Sycamore's founder, Andre Peterson, has no intention of folding the program. It's very unlikely Bishop will play another game this season, as other schools have pulled out of their scheduling games, citing safety concerns for their own players. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has ordered the state's Department of Education to investigate Bishop Sycamore. According to the court records, Roy Johnson has unpaid bills totaling over $300,000. Heartbeat Production, Kevin Hart's production company, has already announced plans to put together a docuseries on Bishop Sycamore. Please. I need it. I need to know what these 5 fights a day were about. I didn't know if they ever got to eat anything. So SMAC Entertainment announced that it's paying Coach Johnson for exclusive rights and access to all television and film projects. Note that SMAC Entertainment is a talent management and production company from the former NFL strategist and executive Constance Schwartz-Marini and the pro football player Michael Strahan. So Michael Strahan's company is getting involved and they want to buy the rights. I mean, he's about to get the bag. $300K, that's not going to be nothing to him.
That's nothing. Yeah, you're right.
Man, Chris, you're what's that his name? Coach Johnson. Coach Johnson, you a bad man. But you're hilarious, bro. Yeah. You are bad.
Unbelievable. I mean, I think he's got to go in some sort of Hall of Fame for greatest,
truly,
most ridiculous scams.
Most ridiculous. And also, like, points for style. points for costumes, wardrobe.
Love the headset.
Love the headsets. Such creative lies, even to the team. You told them they're playing at Ohio State facilities and they were really playing outside of Ohio State apartments.
No, the practice is in Ohio. Don't get me wrong.
On Ohio State's campus.
The state of Ohio. We'll be there. Unbelievable.
Oh, beautiful, man. This is hilarious. I'm so proud of this, man. Guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be back for the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let Dave go.
No.
Robbery!
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
Fraud! We are back, and it's time for my favorite segment. Every segment's my favorite, but this is Scammer of the Week. This is where we highlight an honorary charlatan that we feel is worthy of our praise. So today, or maybe not, we might hate him. Let me put that out there. Disclaimer. So this week, we're keeping it NFL. So three more former NFL players have pleaded guilty to a healthcare fraud scheme, bringing the total number to 15 former NFL players pleading guilty. So Clinton Portis, who most recently played for the Washington football team, Tamarick Vanover, who played for Kansas City Chiefs and San Diego Chargers, and Robert McCoon, who played for several NFL teams. They was like, we not even gonna list his credits. They're like, I don't know, he played for people.
You've heard of these teams. There's a lot of teams he's played for.
There's a lot of teams, so we
ain't gonna get into it. Football team, it's fine.
Yeah, he was professional. So they have been doing the scheme for like years, and they just pled guilty. So the scheme involved the Gene Upshaw NFL player health reimbursement account plan, which was created to give tax-free reimbursements to health expenses that weren't covered by insurance for up to $350,000 per player. The accused players submitted false claims and were paid out for expensive medical equipment that they never actually obtained. One player obtained over $2.9 million.
What?
Damn.
$2.9 million? That's more than some of these guys made in a year.
Right. Because what is it? Like the base salary, the starting is like $600,000?
Yeah, if you're like a really low level player.
If you're like really, yeah. If you're
that's
like really
a league
bad.
Minimum, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So some of the expensive devices players filed for were hyperbaric oxygen chambers, cryotherapy machines, ultrasound machines designed for use by a doctor's office to conduct women's health examinations. And electromagnetic therapy devices.
Hey, girl, you want to come over to my house? You want to do an ultrasound? That's a great way to bring somebody back to your place, isn't it?
Oh God! It's like y'all had consensual sex, and then he's like, "Hey, you want to?"
Let's just see what's going on down there.
See what's going on down there. I love also that they were just like, "These are fine things for people to buy." Like they were like, "Hey, yo, it's me." What is his name? Terrell Owens. It's me, Terrell Owens. I need some money for an MRI machine. Yeah, I need one for my house.
I'm gonna operate it myself. I got a remote control.
It got remote.
So I'm excited. I'm like, oh, look at that.
Yeah,
thing.
Sometimes I just be feeling like doing an MRI, and you know, the hospital is a long way.
Yeah, I just want to chill in there for a bit. It relaxes me. Yeah, I watch Succession on a little like, an iPad
I need to
in there.
Do an MRI.
Sometimes you wake up and you're like, God, I wish I could just do an MRI tonight.
Like, damn, I'm so tired of not being able to do this in my house. It's so inconvenient to go to the hospital. Like, fuck. So anyway, yeah, can y'all run me enough money for that?
Fucking ultrasound is the best.
The ultrasound is insane. Like, so first of all, if you're playing in the NFL, you probably identify as a man, and usually a cisgendered man. So why are they letting you buy ultrasound? For what?
I truly don't know. It's like, here's my game room. Here's the study. Here's my living room. Oh, that's my MRI machine. That's my ultrasound machine over there. Yeah.
And okay. Money.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. Yeah. That's
you got MRI.
There's the operating stadium where I operate on various subjects. Like, what is going on?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Open heart surgery. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
They happen.
No,
here.
It's a little harder when you're doing it on yourself, but it can be done.
You're just like checking YouTube how to tutorials.
How to open heart surgery? No, it can be done. So guys. That brings us to the end of a fantastic episode. Thank you so much, Dave, for coming on the show. We always ask, where do you want to be found? Where would you like people to find you?
Where do I want to be found? It seems like a threat. Yes. Where do you want to be found, Dave? I'm on Twitter at Dave_Schilling. You can listen to my podcast, Galaxy Brains, every Thursday. It's me and Jonah Ray of The Meltdown Show and Mystery yes. Science Theater 3000 fame. We talk about movies and TV. It's very silly. It's basically like half sketch comedy and half like an actual podcast about movies. So please listen yes. to it. It's really good.
Love that. Awesome. As always, guys, you can email us at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Snitch on your friends and family. Just make sure your scam is retired so we don't what? Yes, fuck up your bag. If you want to follow us on Instagram, we made it to 20,000 followers, y'all. Thank you. Scamgoddesspod. If you want to see the pictures, you definitely want to see the pictures of Mitchell Sycamore because this is a hot mess. Videos, everything will be up there. If you want to follow me and my nonsense, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms except for TikTok, where I'm Lacey mostly. Congregation, get that merch and stay scheming.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Faiz, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.